Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us on the internet at equip.org. If you'd like to ask Hank a question, then call in now. Just dial 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And a quick program note, I'm going to be traveling to Southern California, actually Northern California. I'm going to be at South Valley Community Church, speaking at the 2017 Reasons to Believe Apologetics Month event. It's a month-long event, actually, that they hold just about every year, I think. This is coming up Sunday, August 27th, just a couple of days from now. So I will be in Northern California this weekend, and I'm going to be answering live questions on a wide range of biblical topics and issues of concern to today's thinking Christians. I'm looking forward to being there. It's one of my favorite places to speak. I've done this apologetics conference a number of times and look forward to being back there. I'm not in the mode of going out to speak these days because of my cancer, but I have never canceled, to my recollection, any speaking engagement, and I wasn't about to cancel this. I'm really looking forward to being there. If you want more information, check it out on the web at equip.org. The number to dial to get your questions answered live on the broadcast today, again, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information via the mail is Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, our resource consultant standing by, 888-7000, and the letter CRI, has some things I want to talk to you about today, but we'll go to your calls first. David in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, CJCA. Hi.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm good.
I just wanted to tell you that I've been praying for you each day, and that I hope the Lord heals you and that His will be done in your life. And I just want to tell you that I appreciate your ministry.
Thank you, David.
So my question is, I actually have a chemical imbalance that causes quite severe anxiety for me, and I also have severe sleep apnea, and the mixture of those two things aren't too great. And so I actually have a legal prescription from a doctor for medical marijuana. Now, this marijuana that I'm using, though, it has absolutely zero psychoactive effects, so there's no higher altering of the mind or anything like that. It's just a very high CBD compound, which is usually used for cancer patients and people with anxiety and sleep issues. There isn't really any mind-altering or high effect, so to speak, from it. Would that be biblically okay to take, is my question.
Well, look, I don't think the Bible speaks to this issue specifically, but let's talk about it in principle. If this is the very best medication for your particular condition, then I would not speak out against using that particular form of medication. However, the little research that I have done on this demonstrates that there are institutions that have looked into this. For example, the Glaucoma Research Foundation argues that medical marijuana is less effective than other medicines. And they say that to date, no study has shown that marijuana can lower the pressure in the eye better than any other current medicines that are available. And so the actual data in this particular field, the field of glaucoma, would say that there are better choices available. But again, if this is the best choice available, I would have no argument with it. From a principled standpoint, I'd point out that the legalization of medical marijuana in many states across the country, and it's kind of depressing when you look at the numbers, has now morphed into the legalization of recreational marijuana in states like Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and the list goes on. So there is a correlation between medical marijuana as it is prescribed by doctors and what's happening now with the legalization of recreational marijuana. But again, all of that overridden by the first thing that I said, and that is, if this is the best possible medical solution to your particular problem, in other words, after you have searched out all the possibilities, this is the best remedy, I don't think that I would be speaking out against it. And the Bible doesn't speak out against this except in principle. And the principle is that we should be good stewards of both the physical and the metaphysical aspects of our humanity.
Awesome. Amen. I appreciate that. I just want to make clear, too, I absolutely do not agree whatsoever with people using it recreationally. I just, to me, I just don't agree with that at all. But as far as the very high CBD compound that they do give me, it's literally practically changed my life as far as anxiety and sleep apnea goes. And before, they had me on a pharmaceutical called lorazepam, which is actually can be quite a deadly drug to come off of because it's quite habit forming. And so I found alternatives, and this was one of the alternatives. And I found that it's helped me beyond belief as far as these medical conditions are concerned. But I wanted to ask your opinion about that, so I appreciate your answer.
David, so much appreciated in terms of your comments and the conversation in general. Bless you.
Thank you, Hank. Have a great day.
You too. Donna next, listening in Langley, in British Columbia, another Canadian caller, K-A-R-I. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I have, it's not really a question. I have an encouragement or a word for you. The power of the spoken word. We know the power of the spoken word, the name of Jesus, the power of the word of God, the power that it has. And as Christians, we have the ability to access that power. But I just want to encourage you, when you call your cancer my cancer, you are using words to take ownership. And I want to encourage you not to use those words, because you don't own that. That came from the pit of hell. And I want you just to change your words. And I think that it's very important that we don't take ownership of things like that. So I just want to encourage you, and I will definitely pray for you, but just an encouragement for you.
Yeah, well, Don, I appreciate your encouragement. I don't think that words create reality, and I'm simply being realistic about a diagnosis that I have, which is mantle cell lymphoma, and I have to know what the condition is so that that condition can be met with the proper medical and the proper kind of treatment. It's also true that every single day that I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will allow the healing virtue flow from His garments into my body so that I might be healed. But the reality is, I don't deny the fact that I have cancer. I own the fact that I have cancer. I do have cancer. I just looked at a PET scan. I saw the tumors. I saw the tumors at the beginning, and I see where they are now. And so I see the effect of chemotherapy on those tumors. And so I don't think the fact that I'm saying that I have mantle cell lymphoma is causing my mantle cell lymphoma. And I think that it's a deadly error to think that. It is a deadly error to think that words create reality. The words don't create reality. Faith is not a force. Words are not the containers of the force. And we don't create our reality by the words we use. I mean, the problem with your encouragement, if I may be so blunt as to say, is that many people today will say that if you happen to use words inadvertently, like "that tickled me to death," you're speaking death into your life. And that's kind of the slippery slope that we're on when we cannot realistically affirm the condition that we have. Again, unless you diagnose the problem, own up to the condition, whether it's global Islamic jihadism, or in my case, from a medical perspective, mantle cell lymphoma, I can't look for the best possible cure.
Yeah. Okay, I can appreciate that, but I will keep you in prayer, and I still feel that when I say it belongs to me, that it stays with me, but I'm not saying that my words created it. Or started it. Like, words don't have that power. We don't. Anyway.
Well, you're wonderful, and I really appreciate your encouragement. And thanks for the qualification you just made. I think that was very helpful as well. But I really do appreciate your encouragement.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you, Donna. Thank you so much for calling and caring. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Joseph. He's listening in Bakersfield, California, and listening on the web. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Hank. A friend of mine's birthday is coming up, and he likes to read. And I know you've authored a lot of books lately, so I wanted to get a recommendation about a book on theology that I can get my friend for his birthday.
Well, there are a lot of great books on theology. I wrote a book called Has God Spoken? And I think what is particularly helpful with respect to that book is it demonstrates that the study of God, particularly as we find it in the book of nature and in the Bible, is a study by which we can be assured that we have legitimate authority to appeal to. In other words, the Bible is divine as opposed to being merely human in origin. But the other thing that I do in that book is I also teach people how to read the Bible in the sense in which it's intended. And I think that's very, very important from a theological perspective, is to know hermeneutics, to know the art and science of biblical interpretation. So I don't do this in a dry, pedestrian way. The way that I explain this is through using each one of the principles by way of analogy. So I think it's helpful to not only understand what the reliable authority is, the Word of God as opposed to, let's say, the Quran, but also how to read the Word of God in the sense in which it's intended.
Okay. Thanks for the recommendation, Mr. Hanegraaff. I'll be sure to look into it.
Okay. Appreciate your call. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Don. He's listening in Omaha, Nebraska, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Don.
Hello. Are you there, Hank?
I sure am.
Hank, are you there?
Yes. You can't hear me? I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Hello, Hank, are you there?
I guess you can't hear me. We got a technical problem, Don. Hang on. Call back, or I don't even know if you can hear me. So, Jack in Lawrenceville, Indiana, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Jack.
I got a question that's always kind of like, I never plan to ask anybody that knows. And I've always been wondering about what is the difference between an apostle and a disciple?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. When you talk about a disciple is a learner or a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so every single Christian is a disciple, one who follows the Lord Jesus Christ, one who is a perpetuator of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, a co-consummator, in fact, of that kingdom. An apostle is a person that has a particular designation within the church. An apostle is like a church planter or a missionary. Now, there is a sense in which the word apostle is used in the wrong sense. In other words, people today are saying that there are super apostles in the church today, and they carry the same kind of authority as the apostles in the New Testament carried, or the prophets in the Old Testament, for that matter. So you have to learn to scale the language barrier in answering that question. The issue is not so much the word apostle itself, but the meaning that so often is ascribed to the word. So again, apostle may be used in the sense of a church planter, a missionary, or a pastor of pastors, but it can't be used in the sense of apostles today who are on the same footing as the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter. We're coming to the station break. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more answers to your questions. I have some commentary as well. Third segment, we have an incredible quote of the day and much, much more. So please don't touch that dial. Remember the number to dial to get your questions answered live today. As always, 888-ASK-HANK.
Waves aren't subtle, but beneath the surface, there are powerful currents that are not as easily detectable. Sometimes we're completely unaware of them until it's too late. The authors of A Practical Guide to Culture understand the cultural waves and currents of today. Waves are obvious issues pounding away at the Christian worldview, such as gender fluidity, casual sex, and pornography. Subtle undercurrents are issues such as the information age, identity, and perpetual adolescence. Being aware of these issues and how to address them is vitally important, which is why we want to put into your hands A Practical Guide to Culture. To receive your copy of the book as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Waves aren't subtle. When you get hit by one, you know it. But beneath the surface, there are powerful currents that are not as easily detectable. Sometimes we're completely unaware of them until it's too late. The authors of A Practical Guide to Culture understand the cultural waves and currents of today. Waves are obvious issues pounding away at the Christian worldview, such as gender fluidity, casual sex, and pornography. Subtle undercurrents are issues such as the information age, identity, and perpetual adolescence. Being aware of these issues and how to address them is vitally important. Receive your copy of A Practical Guide to Culture as our appreciation for your financial partnership. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. From the outside, Houston preacher Joel Osteen is charming, attractive, and his teaching, well, it makes you feel good. But the truth is, Osteen preaches a seductive and highly dangerous form of Christianity that's leading millions of people astray. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. And it's why you must get your own copy today. You must be able to defend yourself with truth about what Joel Osteen really teaches. And this important resource arms you with everything you need to do so. Please call today and request your copy of The Osteenification of American Christianity, 888-7000-CRI. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
In an environment that is increasingly hostile to Christianity, it is of critical importance that we equip ourselves and those we love with a foundational understanding of the uniquely modern issues of our time and how to address them from a sound Christian perspective. That's why this month the Christian Research Institute is offering the strategic resource, A Practical Guide to Culture, helping the next generation navigate today's world. To receive a copy of the book as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And I promise I will get right back to our phone callers, but there's something I want to get off my chest. And it really relates to what Randy was just talking about, a practical guide to culture, helping the next generation navigate today's world. Neil Gabler, cultural historian and film critic, was right when he said, it is not any ism, but entertainment that is arguably the most pervasive, powerful, and ineluctable force of our time, a force so overwhelming that it has finally metastasized into life. And that's prologue to what the book, A Practical Guide to Culture by John and Brett, is really dealing with, as they point out that most parents are very, very serious about what their kids eat. You know, organic, fair trade, non-GMO, free range, cage-free, wait, the list goes on, grass-fed, shade-grown, 100% natural, dolphin-safe, and I even found out today in the newspaper, I've been trying to buy gluten-free as well, and I find out that's not necessarily helpful unless you have a gluten condition. At any rate, what the point John and Brett are making is that parents won't let their kids within 100 yards of high fructose corn syrup or trans fats. However, many of those same parents will take the polar opposite approach when it comes to their kids' entertainment diets. Instead of filling their stomachs with food, kids fill their hearts and minds with, well, Marvel's Deadpool or Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising or on television. They tune in to watch Pretty Little Liars and Family Guy or, Lord forbid, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And then they throw on their headphones for some music and listen to DNCE's song, Cake by the Ocean, or Work from Home by Fifth Harmony. And many parents are unaware of these artists or titles. They carefully track their kids' dietary habits, but their entertainment habits, well, not so much. Every movie, every TV show, every song just mentioned won a Fox Teen Choice Award last year. 13 to 19-year-olds vote on these awards. And that means these entertainment choices were among the most popular among adolescents last year. And if you want to stay somewhere in touch with what American youth are listening to and watching, look up a list of Teen Choice Award winners for each year, and that will sober you about entertainment. DNCE's Cake by the Ocean, that won the award for Teen Choice Party Song. But obviously the song is not about cake. 13 to 19-year-olds chose that song because it was about having sex on the beach and has now become their favorite party song. The point here is that entertainment has become an overwhelming cultural force. In the past, heroes made history. Today they make music, movies, and TV shows. That, according to an expert on culture, Bill Brown, only in America can a reality TV star run for president and win, or maybe the inventor of Google. If we don't help our kids navigate this entertainment tsunami, the ideas and values of our culture will take many of them captive. Again, I want to get that off my chest because parents, you need not only to be consumed about what your kids eat, as important as that is, but what they ingest when it comes to entertainment. And it's hard to do that. It requires a tremendous amount of vigilance. And John and Brett in A Practical Guide to Culture give you all the tips on how you can do this in an effective way. One more reason that I'm excited to put this book into your hands. Again, this book available for those who support the ministry all this month. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. Also, let me remind our listeners that we need many of you to join Sierra's monthly support team. And when you do, you become part of the elite core. This is such an important foundational group to our ministry. We call them the special forces for the ministry. They undergird the ministry. So if you've been an occasional giver, consider becoming a monthly support team member. It's irrelevant whether you give it all in one lump sum or you give it regularly each month. But join CRI's support team. You can do that on the web at equip.org. We would be deeply grateful. And we'll use these resources for God's glory and for the extension of His kingdom. Again, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. You can also give on CRI's Equip app. If you haven't downloaded that, do that. It's free. And you can listen to the broadcasts. You can listen to archive shows, you can read articles from the journal, and much, much more. And again, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on CRI's Equip app. Just go to equip.org/app. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Sable in Fort Hood, Texas, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Sable.
Hey, Hank, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. First-time caller, long-time listener. But anyways,
well, it's about time you joined us on the broadcast.
Well, it's funny. I listened to you growing up. My father's been listening to you, and I'm turning into him the older I get. I am married. We have one toddler and one on the way. So very beautiful, concrete marriage. However, he is an unbeliever. And his mind is very scientifically based. We're both very educated individuals. But he doesn't believe in God. And I was wondering if he's starting to open up now to where I can have conversations with him. He'll go to church with me periodically. But I really want to kind of get to the core in the conversation with some scientific proof or books or resources that I could read and maybe bring up and start questioning what he thinks and, you know, kind of plant seeds, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations on your family and the child that's going to come into the world. May God give you a wonderful time during that birthing process. Being the father of 12 children, I remember each one of the births of my children vividly, and it's one of the greatest miracles in the world to see one human being come out of another human being. And I am always in that state thinking about the fact that when you see the marvel of birth, you think immediately, of course, there's a God. But there's a book that might be really helpful to you. It popped into my mind as you were asking the question. I read it recently. It's by Ben Weicker and Jonathan Witt. and it's titled A Meaningful World. And what I like about this particular book is it's a very winsome way of making the point that this world is a world that could not possibly be apart from an uncaused first cause, which, of course, we call God. So this is one of those books that I think would be very, very helpful and winsome. It doesn't come off in a bombastic way, but as you read that book, it really does make a difference. Now, there's something else that I would recommend, and that is a DVD. And we have been recommending this for years. It's called it's called Privileged Planet, The Privileged Planet. And that is absolutely fantastic. A number of others in that same genre. For example, there's a DVD called Flight. You can find these on the web. There's one called Metamorphosis, which is one of my all-time favorites. These are DVDs that don't preach, but when you watch them, the message is very, very strong. There has to be a God. And so this takes you from the idea that nothing creates everything, that life comes from non-life, and the life that comes from non-life produces metaphysical realities like sex or like spirit. Both sexes, both physical and metaphysical. So I think that's the kind of tack that I would take. I would sit down and watch one of these DVDs or, again, in terms of a book, the book I just recommended.
That's absolutely perfect. Thank you so very much.
You got it, Sable. And again, bless you and congratulations.
You too. And we're praying for you, for your journey and your relationship with your daughter. The picture you posted on Instagram with your daughter, her being there with you, it brought tears to my eyes. I'm really close to my father. And so, yeah.
Well, it's really cool. I mean, I was just in chemo yesterday, and so they only allow one person. They were really, really strict this time. Sometimes we, when we're in hospital, we break every rule, and we have like 15 or 20 people in the room. But this time, the nurse was really clear. Only one person, so they just kept shuffling in and out all day while I was taking the chemo yesterday. So that was fantastic support.
Well, you're very blessed to have them. So
I am indeed. Well, thank you so much, and God bless you. Appreciate your call. I'm glad you finally called. And a lot of people have been listening to me for years. Sable was listening to me, her dad was listening to me, and she finally called. It was so much fun to talk to her. But if you've never called before, I hope you do not find me intimidating. I'm not. Just call. Whatever is on your heart, happy to talk to you. Let's have a conversation right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. And please, those who are listening to me on the Orthodox Christian Network or on iHeartRadio, if you've never called into a radio broadcast, it's kind of fun. 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. I will try to give special attention if you're calling from iHeartRadio or the Orthodox Christian Network. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. But we'll see what happens. I'll be right back with the quote of the day and more answers to your questions. We'll be right back.
C.S. Lewis said that the most dangerous ideas in a society are not the ones that are being argued, but the ones that are assumed. The authors of A Practical Guide to Culture, Helping the Next Generation Navigate Today's World, understand the issues facing society today and have clearly outlined them to show Christians what's at stake and why we need to be change agents to impact the culture for Christ. To receive your copy of the book, A Practical Guide to Culture, as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will return right after this. The battle for authentic Christianity has never been more intense. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. As the title suggests, Osteenification is nothing short of the wholesale transformation of American, indeed global, Christianity. It is the prime provocateur of a seductive brand of Christianity that reduces God to a means to our ends and beckons multitudes to the table of the Master. Not for the love of the Master, but for what is on the table. You need to defend yourself and those you love against these insidious teachings. Please call today to request The Osteenification of American Christianity. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Waves aren't subtle. When you get hit by one, you know it. But beneath the surface, there are powerful currents that are not as easily detectable. Sometimes we're completely unaware of them until it's too late. The authors of A Practical Guide to Culture understand the cultural waves and currents of today. Waves are obvious issues pounding away at the Christian worldview, such as gender fluidity, casual sex, and pornography. Subtle undercurrents are issues such as the information age, identity, and perpetual adolescence. Being aware of these issues and how to address them is vitally important. Receive your copy of A Practical Guide to Culture as our appreciation for your financial partnership. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. There's no doubt about it. The world is changing at a pace unprecedented in human history. In the midst of our busy lives, it can be difficult for Christians to find the time to outline what's really at stake and how to handle these uniquely modern issues. We get it. We're busy too. Yet understanding these issues is too important to overlook. And that's why this month, the Christian Research Institute is offering the strategic book, A Practical Guide to Culture, helping the next generation navigate today's world. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. And now, let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you so much, Randy. The quote of the day comes from Neil Postman. He is, of course, a famous cultural critic. He's chairman of the Department of Communication Arts at New York University, and he was a man ahead of his time, before others, long ahead of the curve. Postman thought that America was a slave to its need for amusement and that our tendency towards distraction undermines our ability to think and choose for ourselves. He predicted people will come to love their oppression, to adore the technologies that undo their capacities to think. But that's not the quote of the day. Here it is by Neil Postman. And by the way, I found this quote in A Practical Guide to Culture. So when you get the book, you can find the quote as well. Postman said, "Television is our culture's principal mode of knowing about itself. Therefore, and this is the critical point, how television stages the world becomes the model for how the world is properly to be staged. It is not merely that on the television screen, entertainment is the metaphor for all discourse. It is that off the screen, the same metaphor prevails. And as John and Brett point out, we become what we behold. We shape our tools, and thereafter our tools shape us, as has been well said. We created entertainment, now entertainment is recreating us. Think LGBTQI. Vice President Joe Biden recognized the impact of an NBC sitcom when he said, "I think Will and Grace probably did more to educate the American public than almost anything anyone's ever done so far." Likewise, former President Barack Obama praised gay comedian and talk show host Ellen DeGeneres, saying, "Changing hearts and minds. I don't think anyone has been as influential as you on that. I really mean it." So here you have a president and a vice president recognizing it's not just entertainment. The metaphor becomes the reality, as Postman so eloquently put it. Let's go back to the phone lines. Next up, Joel, listening in Windsor, Colorado. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Hank. Thank you for your ministry.
It's a blessing to be able to do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, you had a caller earlier, and I just caught the tail end of it driving home, and sounded like she had a... was it an atheist husband?
Yes, yes.
You know, my wife and it's so ironic that you mentioned television. It is. It's hard to turn on today, and everything's tough to watch. But my wife and I rented the movie The Case for Christ, Lee Strobel's wife.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I love Lee Strobel, and I love The Case for Christ. I love the movie.
Oh, the movie was so good, and my wife and I didn't know, maybe you had suggested that to the gal there earlier, but...
You know, I didn't think about that, but you're absolutely right. That would be a great, great movie to get as well.
It is so good.
Yes, the book was great, and the... And the movie is equally good. A lot of times the movies aren't as good as the books, but this was an exception. I thought it was absolutely extraordinary.
Yes, and you know, I don't mean to sound critical of other Christian movies, but the acting on this one was spot on. He did so good. And
that's a fair point to make.
Phenomenal. What's that?
That's an absolutely fair point to make. I mean, a lot of times you watch these movies and you feel like they're helping us in reverse. But that's certainly not the case with The Case for Christ. I think it was absolutely exquisite. It was well acted. And Lee Strobel has done such a great service to the body of Christ with his Case for books. And I had the privilege of being at NRB this year before I was diagnosed with mantle cell lymphoma, and spent some time with Lee and his wife Leslie. And they were talking about the fact that before I had him on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and he was saying this publicly, the book didn't go anywhere. And so he was saying, you know, the reason this movie's out is because you started promoting The Case for Christ. And we did promote it. We moved a lot of those books over the years. But when that movie came out, I just told Lee and Leslie how proud I was of them, because I think this is one of the great evangelistic tools. And I'm so happy that you called to remind me of that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and I tell you what, it was such a great movie. And I've told believers and non-believers, hey, you got to see this movie. It's so good. And thank you for your ministry. And I tell you that was an amazing, powerful testimony. And the prayers are for you in healing with your your cancer and all your treatment. Thank you for your ministry.
Well, thank you for your prayers. God is answering your prayers in wonderful ways. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dr. Ray in San Francisco, California. Hi, Ray.
Hey, how you doing, Hank?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to ask real quick what you thought. With the eclipse thing we had and all that, and they said between, what was that? Was that day before yesterday, I guess, when we had it? Something like that, I think. Huh?
That's right, Monday.
On YouTube, there was one minister said that's significant. There's something in September that's coming. It's horrible, like, you know, could be close to the end of the world. And I just thought what you're thinking on that. I mean, didn't we have in the past, though, some solar eclipses? Even if it wasn't our lifetime, we had some, didn't we?
Of course, and solar eclipses happen all the time. It just happened in places that we're not observing them. But I think the people that are taking these as portends or omens are missing the boat. In fact, as I just mentioned, in an ironic way, it's sort of like the movies I was talking about or alluding to earlier. They're helping us in reverse because they're done in sort of a cheesy way. And kind of what the prophecy pundits are doing today. They're using this eclipse in the way that it should not be used. In other words, they're using it to make some kind of a prediction. First of all, with the solar eclipse, and now September 23rd, they're trying to relate that to biblical passages, the solar eclipse to Joel 2:31, and the September 23rd event to Revelation chapter 12. But this is exactly the wrong way of going about it. I think a much better way of going about this is to point out the majesty and the fine-tuning of the universe in which we live, which inevitably points us past the event to the one who created the universe in such a way that the event could occur in the first place. So think about the fact that the moon is the perfect size and distance from Earth to stabilize rotation and to facilitate human habitability. Not only that, but the moon and the sun's relative sizes and distances from Earth provide for these perfect solar eclipses. And of course, these solar eclipses played a vital role in the development of modern science. Perfect solar eclipses played an essential role in the determination of the nature of stars and even the confirmation of Einstein's general theory of relativity. So here we have an opportunity to showcase the intelligent designer. Imagine a sun 400 times the size of our moon and 400 times further away being perfectly eclipsed by the moon. Is that pure random chance? No, this is part of the argument that our universe is not only fine-tuned for habitability, but discoverability as well. We're perfectly situated so that we can discover the things that we can discover about our universe and see the imprimatur or the fingerprints of God. And at a particular juncture of history, I mean, if this were a different time in history, or maybe later on, we're at the perfect time right now to be able to make the case for the Creator. And we ought to be doing that instead of doing the other, where the prophecy pundits have been 100% wrong 100% of the time.
Yeah, that's why some I might believe, but I can't prove some of my theories. Like, I believe thousand-year reign, but yet I don't believe in the rapture. I believe in a literal coming, like you said. So in other words, I'm not a complete, you know, what do you call it, those other people, what they believe. I'm trying to rightly divide.
Well, and that's good, and that's the whole that's the whole goal, isn't it? I mean, rightly divide the word of truth, and that's the art and science of biblical interpretation. It's learning to read Scripture in light of Scripture. But the worst thing that you can do is impose paradigms on the Word of God, and this is precisely what the prophecy pundits are doing. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dr. Cheryl, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, CHRB. Only have a few minutes, Cheryl.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hank, I had a couple of dreams, and the last dream, it had said prepare. And I'd like to know, I've been reading my Bible more, and do you know what? My love for the Word has just grown incredibly, and it's like I can't get enough of it. Can you tell me how else would you tell people to prepare?
Well, yeah, that's a really good question, and God wonderfully speaks to us in so many different ways, and He even uses the access to our dreams as a way of speaking to us. So I'm glad that the Lord has talked to you about preparing and that you're taking that seriously. We named our website Equip. Equip or prepare is essentially the same idea. Always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. So the first answer to that question in terms of a core value of the Christian Research Institute is to be able to give an answer. And that means that you know not only what you believe, but why you believe it. And then secondly, I think it's important to be both biblically and historically literate. And that entails what I was talking about earlier, the art and science of biblical interpretation. And finally, I think we need to know how to counter false cultures and counterfeit cults. And that includes Islam, which is a cult of paganism as well as Christianity and Judaism. We need to know the truth so we can, by contrast, know the error as well. So I think those are the three main areas that I'd shoot off to you very quickly as we're running out of time in today's broadcast. Appreciate your call, Cheryl. I'm so sorry we're out of time. We'll be back here tomorrow. Thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. God loves you. So do I.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and live Christianly. And that's why this month Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the strategic resource, A Practical Guide to Culture, helping the new generation navigate today's world. To receive a copy of this vital book as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. From the outside, Houston preacher Joel Osteen is charming, attractive, and his teaching, well, it makes you feel good. But the truth is, Osteen preaches a seductive and highly dangerous form of Christianity that's leading millions of people astray. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity, and it's why you must get your own copy today. You must be able to defend yourself with truth about what Joel Osteen really teaches. And this important resource arms you with everything you need to do so. Please call today and request your copy of The Osteenification of American Christianity, 888-7000-CRI. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Waves aren't subtle. When you get hit by one, you know it. But beneath the surface, there are powerful currents that are not as easily detectable. Sometimes we're completely unaware of them until it's too late. The authors of A Practical Guide to Culture understand the cultural waves and currents of today. Waves are obvious issues pounding away at the Christian worldview, such as gender fluidity, casual sex, and pornography. Subtle undercurrents are issues such as the information age, identity, and perpetual adolescence. Being aware of these issues and how to address them is vitally important. Receive your copy of A Practical Guide to Culture as our appreciation for your financial partnership.
Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.